USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Britain's newly minted prime minister has made a surprise visit to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Video posted on Twitter by Zelensky shows Prime Minister Rishi Sunak shaking hands with him at the presidential palace in Kyiv amid the snowfall. Sunak pledged the UK's continued support for the embattled country. He's promising an air defense package valued at $60 million. It comes as Russia has been attacking Ukraine's key infrastructure from the sky, causing widespread blackouts. A group of 30 agencies that supply water to homes and businesses in the western United States is pledging to rip up lots of decorative grass to help keep water in the Colorado River. The agreement made earlier this week includes water agencies in Southern California, Phoenix, and Salt Lake City. No details about the amount of water the agencies committed to save. The agencies are hoping to avoid water restrictions because the Colorado River is overtapped. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in federal prison after her conviction earlier this year for misleading investors on her company's blood testing equipment. Before she was sentenced, Holmes tearfully told the court that she was devastated by her failings. The country's largest ticket broker may not be able to shake this one off.
The Justice Department is opening an investigation into the botched presale of Taylor Swift tickets. The DOJ is opening an antitrust investigation into whether Live Nation Entertainment abused its power over the live music industry. This comes after Ticketmaster's systems crashed while Swift fans were trying to purchase tickets. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says local governments must agree to get more aggressive in addressing homelessness before he releases $1 billion in state homelessness funding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tragedy Saturday in Raleigh, North Carolina, during that city's Christmas parade.
That is the CCM Company dance group right there that you're seeing from Chapter 11. And there is that white GMC pickup truck that the driver says he lost control.
One of the anchors at WTVD, which broadcast the parade, describing the scene captured by their helicopter. Police say a girl was accidentally hit at a low rate of speed. People near the scene say they heard the driver screaming out of the truck's window that he could not stop the vehicle. Despite life-saving efforts, the girl died. The driver is facing charges. Veteran federal prosecutor Jack Smith has been appointed special counsel to oversee the Justice Department investigation into the presence of classified documents at former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. Trump spoke at Mar-a-Lago Friday night, giving his reaction to the news.
This is a rigged deal, just as the 2020 election was rigged, and we can't let them get away with it. We can't do it. We cannot let this happen to our country.
Trump lost the 2020 presidential election and every lawsuit challenging the results. He called Smith, quote, super radical left. The retired bishop of Albany, New York, wants to be removed from the priesthood. Emeritus Bishop Howard Hubbard admitted to covering up predator priests in the past. He announced his request to Pope Francis Friday. The 84-year-old said that he could no longer function as a priest, given U.S. church policy that bars accused priests from ministry. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily is a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.